Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Tony Curran is our guest. You've seen him in so many great films, TV shows, and there's a new one coming out, historical timepiece that follows the Countess of Buckingham, Julianne Moore, of all people, who molded her son to seduce King James, and that's Tony Curran. Tony, how are you?
I'm great. I'm in New York. And it's great to chat to you, Randy. Yeah, I'm just been chatting about the show, and I'm very excited to see what the American people think about it.
Yeah, because this is already playing in the UK, right?
Yeah, and some places around Europe. In fact, I had a gentleman on Instagram the other day, bless him, from Pakistan, and he was like, "Some friends of mine have been telling me about the show, and I saw the trailer, but how do I watch it in Pakistan?" So I'm like, okay, good. We like to go global, Randy, you know?
Hey, and you were also, before we get into that, also you're filming Outlander, Blood of My Blood, which is, Outlander is one of my favorite shows of all time. And what role do you play in that?
Really? That's great. I play, it's funny. I just, before I flew back up, a few days ago, last week, from Scotland to LA for the LA premiere at Mary and George, I was shooting the third week on Outlander. Sam and Catriona just arrived on location because they started shooting season 8 of Outlander. As we were just, you know, we're the newbies shooting season 1 of Blood of My Blood. I play a character called Lord Lovett, Simon Fraser, and he's. Yeah, I'm basically the grandfather, if you will, of Jamie Fraser.
Oh, okay.
My son Brian is Jamie's father. So it's a kind of it sort of goes back in history from the first show was 1945 to 1745. This goes back 1914 to 1714.
Oh, wow.
So I play Lord Lovett, Simon Fraser. He's a bit of a Machiavellian character who's lost some of his land, who's lost part of his title, and he's got a bone to pick, you might say, Randy. He's not a happy bunny. He's a lord, but he's a lord, you might say, who's fallen on hard times. And what we've shot so far is really strong and powerful. And Lord Lovett is a. I'm not sure if he's quite Captain Jack Randall standard.
Right, right.
He's gonna ruffle some feathers, if I can put it like that.
You know? We're talking to Tony Curran here, the National Defense. Outlander has been an incredible success, and I remember. My family and I took a vacation to Scotland just when Outlander was starting, maybe the second season, and it was not shown in Scotland at the time. And so,
you know what? That's bizarre. Yeah, bizarre.
Yeah,
carry on. Sorry, no.
Because I would mention, mention Outlander to some Scots, and they had no idea what I was talking about. And so, but yet there was an Outlander tour that I signed up for. And
it's huge.
It's gigantic. And we met this guy. I thought it was going to be a big tour bus, and they take you to all of the location filming scenes and all this kind of stuff. This guy shows up by himself in a van, and he's wearing a kilt, and he says, "Okay, are you're the Millers?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Okay, let's go." I said, "Where are the other people?" He said, "I'm it." And this guy, he was.
Oh my God, Randy, that's hilarious.
Oh,
that's,
it was so
hilarious.
Funny. It was Andy the Highlander was the guy's name, and we still keep in touch. And I guess he was an extra. In Outlander, but the guy was
right.
Had a nice little side hustle.
He found a little niche. That's great. No, I mean, it's funny you say that because I ask a lot of people in Scotland, you know, and because you know it's obviously they go to the Americas later in the seasons, you know, they go to ironically, I talk about that Jamestown being the New World. Jamestown is named after King James. I play in Mary and George. That's where the Frasers, that's where Jamie and Claire go to, the New World. So it's rather ironic that I say to that to a lot of Scots, and they're like, Outlander, I've heard of that show, I don't watch it. And it's kind of about Scottish history and British history and American, you know, the New World and the settlers and stuff like that. So, I mean, I've been watching it again because I've watched most of it, but I've been rewatching it. And you know the episode with the witch trial. If I don't give much away,
of course,
remember that.
Yes,
yeah. So I was watching that on the plane because you know, King James famously, I don't know, maybe you don't know this, many people don't, he wrote a book on witchcraft called Demonology. And there's
really?
A certain gentleman called William Shakespeare who wrote a play called Macbeth, which I'm sure you've heard
sure.
of. And the beginning of Macbeth has these three witches. And they say this line of dialogue, when shall we three meet again in thunder, lightning, or in rain? When the hurly-burly is done, when the battle's lost and won. Now, William Shakespeare was inspired by King James because Anne of Denmark was trying to come to Scotland from the Nordic Sea, sailing over twice. She was hit by these terrible storms, and she couldn't come into Scotland, so King James had to go to Denmark, Copenhagen, to fetch her. King James blamed those storms on these three women, and subsequently these three women were blamed as witchcraft, witches, and were burnt at the stake.
Wow.
Badly. And so William Shakespeare heard about this, and that was his inspiration for the beginning of the Scottish play Macbeth. So, Outlander, King Mary and George, all ties in historically.
Yeah, that's wild.
You know, but it's kind of. I'm glad you had fun in Scotland. That's great.
And Scotland,
I think the new season of
Scotland is going to
be really exciting. But yeah,
Scotland was fantastic, and the people there are just marvelous. We're talking to Tony Curran here on the National Defense, the new series Mary and George, which is coming out on April 5th. And there's a lot of sex in this, Tony, I've noticed, just in the trailer.
You have, Randy?
I did.
That tends to catch the eye. Oh, my God. I mean, there's a lot of, I was rewatching Outlander, and Matthew Roberts, our lovely showrunner, he says, you know, I said, yeah, it's like foreplay. It's like foreplay for mothers and fathers. And he's like, yeah, Tony, we call it the Outlander effect. I'm like, yeah, no kidding you do. So I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. But, you know, it's all, you know, it's human behavior, and,
right.
and certainly in this show, there's a line that Julianne Moore says to this other woman. She says, "Bodies are just bodies," which I think is a very cool line.
Yeah,
and yeah. There's George Villiers, King James, and Mary Villiers, Julianne's character. They use sexuality as like a currency, if you will, in
yes.
our show.
Right.
I don't think it's used in a crass way. It's actually there's a means to an end. To you know, it's like quid pro quo. You know, you scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours, literally. Quite literally,
yeah.
Exactly.
Tony, there's a means to a lot of ends.
Very raunchy, yeah. There's a means to a lot of ends. I mean, I actually spoke to Graham Norton, the lovely talk show host at the Scottish Bastard
yes.
recently, and he said, "What have you been doing recently, Tony?" And I said, well, I played King James in this show with Julianne Moore and Nick Gallatin. Oh, tell me about it. I said, well, for the first 3 days on set, I didn't actually wear a costume. And he was like, oh, how so? I said, because I was in a bedroom with six other men completely naked having an orgy. And he went, oh, my God, that sounds fantastic. So, there's elements to the show that are very, very raunchy and of course, you know, King James was fond of a young feller.
Yeah.
So, but it's all based on fact, Randy. You know, Benjamin Woolley's lovely novel, The King's Assassin, is what D.C. Moore, David, our lovely writer, screenplay is based on. But I think what's different about this show, you know, it's not like Bridgerton or Game of Thrones. What's compelling about our show is that it's historical fiction. But the majority of what you see in the seven episodes happens factual. King James, Mary, George Villiers rise through the King James's court. But the script is very contemporary. You know, the language is very fruity. It's very the vernacular.
Yes, I did notice that. Yes,
it's funny. It's funny. It's very funny. I think it, you know, there's perceptions of some sort of historical shows are a bit stodgy, Jacobean period. And I think this story, the script, really lifts it off the page and brings it into a more contemporary feeling, but still with that incredible costumes and production design. We shot in Stirling Castle. We shot in Hatfield House. We shot in, you know, about 40 different incredible country homes and places where...
Listen,
actually, we shot in a place called Hatfield House, where King James actually lived. You know, there was a place called Hatfield House that was built for him.
Oh,
so, so the production values of the show are quite incredible, yeah.
I'm looking very forward to Mary and George, and also to Outlander: Blood of My Blood. I mean, this is just right down my alley. Tony, thank you so much for the time. Yeah. Great to talk to you. I want to have a show with you and me and Graham McTavish sometime.
Yeah, that would be. In fact, I just texted Graham last night. I was just saying hello. It's been a while since I've seen him.
Oh,
we'd love to bookend you, Randy. That would be a fun chat.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much, Tony, and continued success. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.